trying to salvage a cotton crop. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Cotton has been hot. You know, it hadn't been good all year long. Nothing's gone right.
You know, if we'd had another couple of weeks of 85-degree weather, could have made a huge difference in the, you know, in the cotton. But that didn't happen.
Tennessee cotton farmers have had not much luck at all this growing season. The weather has refused to cooperate all year on an already planned reduction in acreage for the volunteer state. And then the cooler and wetter than normal summer, and then those two nights of freezing temperatures in late October really hurt the late planted cotton. But farmers like Crockett County's Ross Via says he's trying to salvage what's left.
We just got to wait till it does something, open or don't open or whatever. Of course, we'll start on the cotton that is open. And, you know, we've got, I guess, a third of our crop or what that looks decent. And you know, we can start there and pick that. And we will in a week or so.
And that's been the problem this fall, waiting and waiting on those bolls to open. This time last year, farmers were just about done with harvest, but last year was just as unusual as this year. Carroll County farmer and ginner, Alan Espy.
Man, right now, a lot of times we've been done by now, you know, and we're just really right now getting started good.
Alan Espy says the early planted cotton is showing really good yields on his farm, and he's hopeful the cotton will start opening soon and they can still run those pickers through the late planted cotton.
The early cotton has been real good. I mean, we're real pleased with it. But I think the yield will fall off as we get into the later cotton on account of the freeze damage. I think in another week we'll know if it's going to open or not.
Statewide, just over 20% of the crop has been picked so far. Acreage was also down again this year as farmers planted only 260,000 acres. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.